Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein.
Yes, he's a 1-4 generator. He's on the right angle cross of Eden in the quarter of initiation. He's a 6th color, right fixed, split definition. He has the abstract 4130 all conscious with the 41 also unconscious. And that's connected to this tribal 59-6 that's also all conscious with the 59 also unconscious. And that's all split off then from this centering 25-51 all conscious. He has all conscious definitions, this Albert Einstein.
Right. I'll tell you, the first thing that caught my attention with Albert was 11 first lines.
And 4 fourth lines. I mean, he's a 1-4. Talk about somebody that was like really fixed and going in his own direction.
But really investigating, checking the foundation, uncertain. Did he have the uncertainty principle or wrote about it or something? Because, I mean, he'd be perfect for that. And I think what's interesting when you look 11th gate, fourth line in detriment, which is a design sun, the teacher, the guru, the sage, which is intentionally limited wisdom,
right,
for a few.
Right, ideas that can only be grasped by the few. Yeah. I mean, is that not the truth?
Perfect.
I mean, how many people, I mean, he's really considered, you know, the father of modern, you know, physics, quantum physics, and yes, certainly most people do not understand, you know, what he was talking about.
Yeah, no, in 2000, Time magazine said he was the person of the century.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk about somebody whose influence in this, you know, relative, these theories, physics, it's like nobody really understands, you know, E equals MC squared. What does that mean? What is relativity?
Well, you know, I mean, because the other side of that 11-4, that teacher is the prophet, right? Yeah. Foresee and plan for the end of standstill. I mean, really, I think in some ways, if we could go back to the time when he was born, you know, science had come to a standstill with the Newtonian physics, right? And it's like he was really the one that was saying, you know, there's something beyond this. We've got to go beyond this.
Right. I mean, the cross of Eden, you know, innocence lost. Here we have Newtonian world for all these centuries. And, you know, it's not holding up, and we have to, you know, reestablish it. And it's in the quarter of initiation, you know, so it's about mental concepts. And talk about somebody who's needing to be first and, you know, initiating this kind of new paradigm.
Well, he's kind of this just interesting mix. I love this quote of his because I think this actually kind of sums it up. He's saying, the most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious. It is the source of all true art and all science. He to whom this emotion is a stranger, who can no longer pause to wonder and stand wrapped in awe, is as good as dead. His eyes are closed. And, you know, he's this emotional being with this ego that's really about initiation and really, you know, sort of being this shaman, priest, but with this really obviously investigating, you know, an incredible mind.
Right, he is, even has the 10th gate first line, the investigator.
Right.
You know, and 5th gate, look at the personality moon, 5th gate, 4th line, creative genius, the hunter, you know.
Well, his name at this point is actually, you know, it means genius, right?
Synonymous.
Yeah.
And, you know, he described relativity, because somebody was saying, oh, this is pretty complicated, what do you mean, you know? And he said that it's like this, if you put your hand on a hot stove for a minute, it seems like an hour. And if you sit with a pretty girl for an hour, it seems like a minute. And you know, that quote wasn't really germane to me until you look at his chart. You see this channel of intimacy, fertility. You look at this 59th gate, second line, shyness, personality side. But the 59-5 in detriment, the gigolo, in his design side. And it was only recently, really, that it came out that he had been married and has 3 children who have, who are they, where are they, who, they've disappeared. I mean, they're like, it's like so much of the personal side of who this person was and their inability, really, to have these intimacies, you know, to have a successful intimacy.
Well, I think, you know, it kind of goes two ways. It's like this intimacy at this personal level, but it was like this ability for him to really penetrate. I think those people that were around him, I mean, he is the example of somebody that, you know, I mean, he got his PhD, he got, you know, when he was 42, he won the Nobel Prize. I mean, you know, he truly was an academic and a teacher. And so he's around a lot of these really brilliant people that were there in Germany with him at the time that even came over here to the U.S.
Well, I think,
and so his ability, I think, to penetrate what was going on and to take it into this open mind, you know, not so much sexually in that sense, right? Obviously, that was a piece of his life that I think was a bit more confused, actually.
Oh, I think he's a great example of someone who's here to do something really important on one level, but not to have relationships
that work
because they don't know. I mean, aside from all the first lines and the uncertainty and the inability to connect, you know, on this personal level and being very fixed about it, a 1-4, and yet, you know, the work, what he's done for the collective, if you want to call it that, or for the world as far as his creative genius and brilliance, except it's like Gandhi. You know, if you know about Gandhi's personal life, it was a disaster.
Yeah.
And yet here he is, he shaped a nation. So it's like, okay, there's this and there's that, you know, just enjoy him in class, but don't marry him.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, he's a right angle. He's a 1-4. I mean, you know, he's really not. That's not his forte, obviously.
Right.
You know, when they ask him at one point about, you know, how to do scientific work, I thought it was interesting that he talked about the place that starts it is this examination of physical reality. You know, and having this 36th gate, you know, the 36th one, perseverance,
right.
You know,
right.
In the face of opposites and oppositions and really, but starting in this place of the physical reality, kind of like that quote that you're just saying, you know, it's like the stove is hot. I mean, in some ways, like bringing it right down to the physical reality, but then he's looking for axioms, right, that are going to avoid contradicting each other. I mean, you know, he died trying to find, you know, the universal.
Right. Right.
Theory, right, which he didn't really, the unified field
theory. Right,
he didn't
right.
quite get there, right?
No, and, you know, 30th gate, fourth line, detriment, burnout.
Right.
And what I thought was funny is uncontrollable expansion. Now, what was he into? Was it the ever-expanding universe, a steady state, or the Big Bang? Which one? I don't know myself, but... But, you know,
we're not one of the few that grasp what it was that he was really teaching.
No, but I think, you know, knowing how that relationship was with his wife, his first wife, that she was really his helpmate and wrote, transcribed
she transcribed. I gather there was some question about whether she actually wrote part of those things, but they've done enough research now to say that she didn't.
Right, and also women were not seen as equals, so she was very much under the...
Well, she was one of the few women that was in that physics department with him. I mean, I think that this 8-1 that's in Pluto, that he has, you know, both conscious and unconscious, this thing about honesty and this accepting limitation and transcending it through sharing, right? Again, to this point of, you know, this came out of a time when there were a lot of these people that were really working together. He did not do this on his own. I mean, I think that's also one of the things that you have to see here, is that he was part of a whole, you know, academic group of people.
I think he was conflicted by it. Because on the one hand, as you say, the 8-1, it's honesty, sharing. But on the other hand, it's losing your individuality in this group effort. You know, so that this balance that he had between sharing and yet being very competitive.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I think, you know, in the end, he was always kind of ahead because of that. You know, because, I mean, he has a very strong ego in that sense.
Oh, yeah, no. And, you know, when you think about his relationships, that 41st gate, first line, selectivity, you know, selective release of feelings. And nobody, as I said, ever really knew that he had 3 children until way after he had died, you know. And so all this stuff comes out and they go, wow, we never knew that. Or, you know,
But I think it was one of the things that he was in, he was able to really stay the course because he did have his own emotional process. You know, right. He really, you know, wasn't being upset by the stuff that was going on around him because of that, right?
Right, right. Well, Teresa, as usual, just not enough time.
But so much fun.
Yes, indeed. So say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.